at the moment, we believe, several hundred pounds. These are extremely serious offences because we've got a man entering a store. He's then threatened a lone staff member. The knife has been shown, and obviously the risk to that employee has been high. He's made off after he's received funds.
You've got him on CCTV at the Londis on Boundary Road.
We have. We've circulated that widely, not only through the media, but through Neighbourhood Watch and widely through our networks of contacts. I would ask anyone who gets a chance, whether it be in the paper or on the news, to view that footage. We're looking for quite a distinctive man where there's a jacket which shows clear white piping along the shoulders, which if you see anyone matching that description or if you know someone who dresses like that, you must contact the police or Crime Stoppers as soon as possible.
Now, in these incidents, he was masked.
Yes, each of the instances he's been masked, which has covered his face up, which obviously limits, at the moment, our knowledge of who he may be, hence the extensive inquiries that are happening today in West Bridgeford.
Any clue about his voice, whether he's local? Do you think he's local?
We believe it's a local man. We believe it's a local person.
OK, and you think possibly young?
Again, some of the clothing is that young people wear, but again, with the face being covered, we can't confirm that.
How are the victims involved? Because while the knife wasn't used other than to threaten these people, they must be very shocked.
It is. It's very distressing for those involved, and obviously people don't expect to come to work to have people coming in threatening them with knives. We do have a large team of experienced detectives who are allocated to this investigation, and extensive inquiries are going on as we speak, both with detectives and with uniformed police staff making inquiries. It's a priority that we identify this person and arrest him as soon as possible before anyone is hurt or further offences take place.
Now, today you've announced that this inquiry has taken on, well, possibly an even more sinister twist. Just explain, you think this guy's struck again at the weekend?
We've had two offences which have come in over the weekend at nursing homes, again at West Bridgeford, where there appears to be an intruder. On one occasion, the intruder has been disturbed and he has a knife. He is then made off, again, extremely terrifying experience for that staff member. As a result of that, Nottinghamshire Police staff are visiting every care home in West Bridgeford, where we'll be giving them basic security advice, making sure people are fully up to date with events so people can take precautions until this person is caught.
So this is a huge operation. I mean, you've got more than 30 officers chatting to the public here in Ed Walton and West Bridgeford today, and you're deploying people to go into every care home in the area.
We've got officers from across the whole of County South, which is the boroughs of Rushcliffe, Broxtowe and Gedling. We also have detectives brought from all over the south of the county. We have neighbourhood policing teams, we have response officers, we have community support officers, and we'll be using specials as well to make sure these inquiries are carried out in full.
It's a little bit worrying and unnerving for elderly people in care homes. He didn't try and gain access to their rooms, did he?
No, he was disturbed in a corridor. As you'll be aware, there is a lot of security around private nursing and care homes. The reason why we're visiting is to ensure that they have their security in place. Basic measures such as locking doors, closing windows, making sure that it is hard for anyone who would decide to break in.
Was he wearing a mask when he broke into
the
old...
Again, a mask is a theme that runs through the whole of the current investigation.
You're confident he's the same person?
We believe it's linked, yes.
Have you got any lines of inquiry on who this guy is?
At the moment, we're doing extensive inquiries around the Ed Walton area, where there's extensive door-to-door inquiries. Someone must have seen him. We believe that a local resident or a local person who visits the area will have seen our robber at some stage, whether he's observing the premises before going in or whether it's after or just walking up and down the street. These are extremely serious offences, which is why at the moment this is our number one priority, not just as a neighbourhood policing team, but also for our local CID and our local response officers. There is going to be an extremely large visible presence throughout West Bridgeford until we catch this person.